The Iraq mission has not only stretched the Pentagon budget, it's also stretched U.S. troops. Deployments were extended this week for thousands of National Guard and Reserve troops in the Middle East, and some soldiers from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, who just returned from overseas, are now heading out again. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
When members of the Army's 82nd Airborne Division get orders to deploy, this airplane hangar is the last place they spend time on American soil. Here, barely shielded from the sun and wind outside, they sit on long wooden benches, strap on their equipment, and say goodbye to their fellow soldiers who are staying behind.
Take care.
Last sergeant, hold it down.
Cool, sir. Take you.
Airborne.
Lee Kind has seen this hangar more than he would have liked lately. A captain with the 82nd, Kind left for Iraq this week, just a month and a half after returning from his last deployment.
I just came back from Korea, so right back to traveling again. I was hoping for some more time, but the job calls, so that's where we're going.
Captain Kind is one of about 4,000 Fort Bragg soldiers en route to Iraq as the military continues its efforts to stabilize and rebuild the country. For many, it's their second deployment of the year, and they're being separated from family members who only recently welcomed them home. Kind says the hardest part of leaving was breaking the news to his 7-year-old daughter.
Actually, we went to Chuck E. Cheese's, and we played for a little bit, and then I sat down and I said, well, I have to tell you that I'm deploying. And then she asked me about the war because she's seen a lot on TV. And I explained to her that, well, we're going to do our best to be safe. And she accepted that. Not happy about it, but she understands it.
The Army tries not to assign soldiers back-to-back deployments. But with the current need for troops in Iraq, Afghanistan, Korea, and elsewhere, tours of duty are getting longer with less time at home in between. This is the second time Lucia Butler's husband has deployed, but she says it's not getting any easier for her and their two children. The first deployment was to Afghanistan, and Butler worries Iraq will be more dangerous.
When they had gone into Afghanistan, things were already a little more steady, and this is just more hostile.
Does it make you eager for the day that he gets out of the service?
I'd be lying if I said no, but I mean, he loves what he does, and he's a good soldier, so as long as he's happy, we'll be okay.
This is the troop commander's briefing and the anti-hijacking statement. First thing I'm going to ask, has anyone...
After they received final instructions for their flight, some soldiers admitted feeling nervous about what awaits them in the Middle East. Nadia Pastorek, who's beginning her first deployment, had hoped she wouldn't have to go to Iraq at all.
I don't think we need to be up there anymore. There's really no use for us. They should just start using their own government, you know? We have troops dying there all the time, and I hope just people realize that and then just pull everybody back. You know, they don't want us there, so why be there? We help them out enough. They should just get themselves together and then do the rest.
But most members of the 82nd Airborne are more enthusiastic about the mission. Captain Mike Daniels came home from Afghanistan this spring and says he's looking forward to serving in Iraq.
After seeing real, live, tangible evil over in Afghanistan, we can fight it over there, or we can see what happened on 9/11 happened in the streets of Chicago and San Fran. It's got to be done. There's just no other way to do it.
Captain Daniels also has a personal reason for wanting to go to Iraq. His wife, an Army combat nurse, is already there. So unlike his fellow soldiers who are leaving behind their loved ones to go overseas, Daniels sees his deployment as an opportunity for a family reunion. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.